Welcome to the Attitude of Gratitude podcast with Johizy. I've decided that's what I'm going to call my podcast, Attitude of Gratitude. I'm so grateful. I am so, so grateful. I am so grateful that I came upon podcasting and have been inspired and have taken action to create my own, because I find that the majority of where I express myself is through either Instagram. I'll connect in stories sometimes, but usually it's typed out messages and in my journal. And while that's super great and that's expression and that's amazing, it's great bringing thoughts from the world of thought to the world of form. But I'm so grateful for this newfound platform because it really helps me exercise my throat chakra and really find my voice. And it's great to write down and manifest your dreams that way, but when you voice them and you call them out physically, that changes things. That takes it to a whole new level, a whole new playing field where you're actually owning your dreams and calling them in. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this platform. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to not only manifest my dreams, but in doing so, I have the ability to share these words with whoever wants to listen, whoever's ready to receive these words. And I know that whoever's ready to receive them and who does receive them, they will provide them value and growth and inspiration and only add to their journey in the most positive, uplifting, inspiring way. And I'm so grateful. I'm just so, so grateful. So right now I'm currently headed back to Hemet, and then I'm going to be heading to Arizona to go spend some time with my family. But where I've been has been working up in Northern California with my ex-boyfriend. And it's been difficult because, you know, we've had a very interesting relationship, and it's honestly, I feel like I can say that it's been the best and the most difficult relationship I've had. And I've had only 3 really serious boyfriends. And this third one, you know, each get a little bit better, but they definitely provide lessons. And the first two were not the best, I gotta say. And this last one, I'm just so, so grateful. I mean, I'm grateful for all of it, but, like, really, like, it was a deep soul love. It still is, that we have for each other, that we care so deeply. And at the end of the day, after all of that's happened, after everything's said and done, we truly just want each other to be happy. And, you know, sometimes we end our relationships and we're left thinking, like, what if this was different? What if this, if I was this way, if I had just known this, if I had just treated them a little bit better, if I had just, if just something was different, then we would still be together. Or they're the one that got away. The love of my life that got away, and living in regret of that. Or just whatever it may be, we can have these thoughts where we're unsettled with what's happened. We don't get that closure, and we can get distracted from our true course of life and hung up on this past relationship. It happens all the time. And I'm so, 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 so grateful for this experience that I just had to come back and reconnect with my ex. It's been so on and off, up and down. This soul love is so deep. I truly, truly believe we are twin flames. And I believe it's Matt Kahn who, there's been many people who have done talks about twin flames and what a true twin flame is. And I believe it was Matt Kahn who, I think he really nailed it on the head. You know, normally people say that it's your twin flame, you make the soul agreement, the soul contract to come together in this lifetime and meet with each other and help each other grow in the most monumental of ways, like ignite each other's flames, which is true. But it also is true that it becomes so combustible, so much energy, so much rapid growth that they're only meant to be in your life normally for a small period of time. It's so much rapid growth in such a small period of time, and it's a massive reflection of all the areas that need improvement. And if this is a constant thing that's constantly happening, then there's always going to be disruption. It's kind of just this big explosion that kind of just shakes everything and shows you your true flaws and how and where you need to apply that, implement that change. And that's kind of what we did for each other, basically. And, you know, we tried so many times because there is such this deep soul love. We just tried so many times to make it work. So many times. Like, I've put in the work. You've put in the work. I love you. I love you. Like there's just, regardless of whatever there is going on in our lives, we just want the best for each other and we love each other. But we came to realize that it just never worked every time. Like, the same things would arise, the same issues, and we would both, even though we've put in the work and we've grown, for some reason, we would still both just clash on how we responded to those issues. And it wasn't until this last time recently that I just came up to visit him that it all kind of was put into a whole grander perspective, and I just have so much gratitude for. And I don't think many people get the gift of this perspective, and so I just want to share my insight, because so many people, like I said, are just left wondering, like, what if things were different, or if only this had been different, or if only, and the one that got away. And I wrote a while ago, I didn't pull it up and I didn't find exactly the words, but it was something along the lines that, you know, oftentimes people hold on to a relationship after it's gone, you know, holding on to the image of the person that they knew, not realizing that time has gone by. And with every second that goes by, we're changing, we're evolving. Even if we're putting in the effort or not, the environment around us is changing, and that's impacting us, and we are adapting involuntarily and voluntarily. It's just inevitable. Change is the only constant. And the person that we have in our mind, in our image, that person that we know, once, like, time keeps going on, like, they're changed. They're not the same person that we are longing for. And something that was just reaffirmed, as well as, like, a fresh new thing, was I had gotten here to work for my ex, do some work for him. And there was a possibility. We were like, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's see, like, how we're doing. Like, let's just be cordial. And I just realized, and I just felt so guilty and so remorseful and so humbled that when we first got together, I had this image of who I wanted to be with and who... Okay, we rewind a little bit. When we met each other, we met at a festival. And we went to another festival together after that. And I did take some psychedelics. And I had this amazing, transformational, profound vision that we had been, like, lovers in another lifetime. Like, we were Native American lovers, and our souls were... And this was before I even knew what a twin flame was. After this, I went home, I researched it, and I'm like, he is my twin flame. For sure. So, this image that I had already, like, this vision that I had really impacted my image of that I held of him. And when we got together, it was basically like we already had known. We were just like, yeah, so whatever happens, like, we're going to work through this because, like, we are soulmates. We're meant to be together. So, like, that's it. Done. Like, we're together. So, like, bring it. Whatever it is, whatever challenges we're going to face, like, bring it on. We're ready. Like, nothing can break us apart. Like, that's it. I accept you. But really, I didn't accept him how he was, and I tried to change him, and I didn't even realize until I just came back up now and visited, and I see how different we truly are and how much that vision that I had of how we were meant to be together really impacted my reality. I didn't see what was in front of my eyes when we first got together. I saw the image of him as I wanted him to be. And I thought that I was being inspiring, and I thought that I was helping him like to be his best self, and I was just like this light in his life, when really I was changing him. I wasn't accepting him how he was. And it brought a lot of turmoil and a lot of disruption into our relationship. And although there were many other factors as well that, you know, it just wasn't in alignment, this was a huge one. And I never really had this humbling, profound perspective until just recently. And I'm so, so grateful. I'm so, so grateful for, you know, the open eyes to see, to be willing to see the truth, because it had been in front of me this whole time. And there were so many signs too that like, this is who this person is. And I was like, no, that's who his friends are. That's who his family is. Like, that's not who he is. He's this person that is destined to be with me. When it's like, well, no, that's just who you're trying to make him to be. And that's who the only thing that you want to see. And that's what you're choosing to see. And what we choose to see is what is going to be there. What we're looking at, what we're looking for determines what we see. And I was looking for this image. So even though he was standing in front of me as something completely different, I have these glasses on that showed him in this image. Almost rose-colored glasses, but it was just like illusion. And I'm just so grateful. I just have so much gratitude, and I can't stop saying it, for this experience. And I told him, I'm so sorry that I ever tried to change you. I realize how different we always have been. And that's not to say that, like, he went back to his old ways and, like, nothing's changed and, like, there's no growth. And he's grown a lot. He's definitely, we both have. We've both put in the work, and we continue to put in the work. And we have made massive, massive improvements in our soul growth and personal development. But we're still just completely different people. We have different lifestyles, different things. We're just different. And that's not to say that different and opposites can't attract, because they very well can. And some of the most amazing, thriving, supportive relationships are from opposite people, because they balance each other out. They kind of push each other and inspire each other in different ways, and that's so beautiful. But the key to those relationships, I believe, and what this perspective and experience has shown me, is complete and utter acceptance, unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. And unfortunately, the perspective and that I had at the beginning of the relationship, it wasn't complete unconditional acceptance. It was an illusion. And that's ultimately why it didn't work. Everything was presented in front of me, and I was choosing to see what I wanted to see. And it caused nothing but hurt for both of us. And I'm so grateful to know this. And I just hope that this message can resonate with somebody. And just know, like, if you've had regret over a relationship that's been lost, like, we're always changing, and that person is not the same person that you once knew and that you miss. And we oftentimes assign our own meanings to situations. We add our own filters so that it can be something that we want to be a part of. We can really disassociate from our reality in such a way that even though what's happening in front of our eyes is like the truth, we refuse to see it. We've disassociated so much that we've created a whole new image, and we're completely unaware of it. And this is another reason why self-reflection is so important, because you start to see these things, these little habits that you've learned to protect yourself. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing at all to be ashamed of. This is how we've survived. This is the human way, is fight or flight. And we build these little mechanisms, these little tactics for self-defense and to protect ourselves in the moment and to cope. And that's all we can do sometimes. But like I say, we have to heal. We can't just deal. And if we just go and rush into the next relationship thinking, well, that relationship went wrong, but that was their problem. Like, I didn't do anything wrong, and this is why it went wrong. And, you know, if only this was different. So maybe I find someone who is just different in this way. But if we don't really do that internal work and figure out why we're thinking this way, we're just going to project that exact same image onto the next person. And not only into our intimate relationships, we're going to do this in all relationships, all angles. And it's just going to cause our own suffering. We have the key to cause our own suffering, and we have the key to cause our own joy. And oftentimes, the key to our joy is found in our suffering, if that makes sense. It's a release that has to happen, because we hold on so tightly to these things that bring us suffering, not knowing that that's what's bringing us the suffering. But when we release that, that's when we find the joy. And it can't just be like there's no suffering and you're just joyful, because it's in that release. It's in that possession, that need of possession, and then realizing that you are all that you ever need. And in that release is when that true joy embodies you and growth takes place. And that's living. That's living. That is life. That is living. When you grow internally, that is living. And it's so beautiful. And I have so much gratitude. I am so grateful. And no, we're not back together. Definitely not. It wouldn't work. But I'm so grateful for this perspective, for this maturity, for this growth to understand and accept and honor all that is, because it's so beautiful and I've learned so much, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I am so grateful to have learned the lessons, that I am not going to repeat these mistakes. And I just hope that this message provides insight and perspective and maybe helps someone think in a different way and not cause themselves so much torture over something that's been lost, that everything happens just as it is meant to be. You know, we were even talking, my ex and I, and he was thinking like, oh, if this was different, maybe this would have worked. And I'm just like, no, don't look at that that way. Don't look at it that way. We had so much growth we still had to do. We had so many lessons and so much growth we still have to do. And I'm grateful for all that you brought into my life. And I thank you so much. And I just want you to be happy. You deserve it. You truly deserve to be happy. And I am so, so, so sorry. I apologize so deeply for everything that I did to hurt you, and for all the times I tried to change you and that I did not accept you. And if I ever made you feel like you were not complete or worthy enough as you are. And it felt just amazing. And one of the steps to healing this relationship that I've done in the past is just writing a gratitude letter to this person. And I didn't even deliver it. Just writing this letter and saying thank you. Thank you for that experience. Thank you for those lessons. Thank you for showing me my flaws. Thank you for being my reflection. Thank you for holding a mirror up and making me uncomfortable, because you provided me the most immense, priceless, valuable growth, and I am so grateful. That in itself is so healing, because it turns a situation into a blessing. It turns you from being a victim to being the heroine of your story. And it shifts your mindset. It just starts that momentum into a new direction of positivity, of growth, of understanding, of acceptance. And when you do that, you change everything. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you all the best. Remember to always maintain an attitude of gratitude. It could always be worse. Everything happens for a purpose, and this too shall pass. Have gratitude for the present moment, because this present moment is the only gift, and it's such a gift.